Through the written word and the spoken word, may we know your living word, Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen.
Amen.
Please do be seated. So we've come now to the end of the Christmas season. Well, officially tomorrow with Candlemas, February the 2nd. And this day is a pivotal day in the church calendar and in the seasonal calendar too. Because Candlemas falls halfway between the winter solstice, that is the shortest day or the longest night, whichever way you look at it, and the spring equinox, which is the day when we have equal day and night. Not only here in the UK, but almost everywhere on Earth, which I think is pretty amazing. So Candlemas falls between these rather two special days. And here in the UK, we are in the heart of the winter. A time when we turn from the darkness of winter and begin to look to the light of spring, seeing more and more joyful signs of spring coming up around us, or the hope and promise of new life coming up. How apt and wonderful to have this wonderful symbol of a candle to focus our vision and thoughts on, and indeed the snowdrop, this delicate but incredible hardy flower that raises its head in the harsh depths of winter, determined to be among us. I read the poem earlier, A Flame That Cannot Be Put Out, by Jan Such Picard. What a poem. It talks of the snowdrop as a flame that is steadfast, full of hope and new beginnings. No darkness or gales or doubt can put it out. Something I've been working hard on myself this year, and you will have noticed it, mainly because I've mentioned it quite frequently, is that I like to hold on to the Christmas season and the joy that the light brings. To not rush and get all the decorations down, but to savour them. And doing this has actually given me time to think and reflect. To be honest, I do spend quite a lot of my time dashing about doing things. And I mentioned to one of my girls that in my sermon Sunday, I wanted to be saying, let us stop galloping on to the next thing, the next season, the next church festival. Let us savour them. She straight away pointed out, Mum, you're the worst person I know for dashing about. But I have really been thinking of slowing down. I was out walking on Friday at Stowe Gardens. I go there quite often. Some of you go more frequently than me. But the scenery is so lovely there. And sometimes I do go there for a march, as I call it, with my dog, my sole purpose to walk as far as I can in the time I have. But my goodness, what a lot I miss. This past Friday, I was on a more leisurely walk with two other ladies and their dogs. And we had a more gentle stroll, more relaxed, chatting, etc. And we did choose to stop and look at some amazing scenery. We saw a cascading waterfall. We stood and watched the sheep in the field. The sheep just grazing by a fallen tree. And we reflected on what scenery we have on our doorstep, literally. How lucky we are to see such things. And one of the ladies said, we often just don't take the time to stop. And come on, it doesn't take much looking at the news, even if we try to avoid it, to see how lucky we are. Let us savour this beginning to the year. Let us take stock and think how wonderful it is, how lucky we are. And we know this season will come to an end. The next season will come along quickly enough. It's interesting to note in our gospel reading today, sorry about the confusion of the wrong verses. In fact, our Christmas readings, even with our Christmas readings, which started this season off, that God, having decided to come down to earth, to bless us with his personal presence as a human being, didn't come down as a fully grown man, as someone all powerful to just sort things out, to put an end to the troubled times those of the Jewish faith was having. No, he came down as a baby, to live and grow amongst us, to take his time to live as a human being, to get to know how it is to be a human being. And Simeon, it says, was a good, God-fearing man and was waiting for Israel to be saved. And the Holy Spirit was on him and it assured him that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's promised Messiah. Simeon hadn't given up. He had waited for this moment. And he doesn't speak about his impatience or how now he's got to wait for this baby to grow up. No, he sees this tiny baby of 8 weeks old, because that's how old Jesus would have been to be presented in the temple. Jesus sees him as a light to all humankind. Simeon realizes that God is not just coming down for the glory of Israel, but as a light that is to reveal God's will to the Gentiles too. That's to all of us, to all humanity. And Simeon recognizes this will take time. It will take God's own time. And is to include all of us. We are part of this. And it says, Simeon blessed them, Mary and Joseph, and says, this child was chosen by God for the destruction and the salvation of many in Israel. He will be a sign from God, which many people will speak against, and so reveal their secret thoughts. And he turns to Mary and he says, and sorrow, like a sharp sword, will break your own heart. Simeon was an astute man. He had waited a long time for this moment. He'd been promised he would not die before seeing the Messiah, the anointed one, the chosen one. But it is apparent that Simeon will not see the work of God come into fruition. And indeed, it is not going to be an easy road. But even so, great joy is felt by him. Great hope is experienced in this moment. And Anna, a very old prophet, it says, poor lady, she's a very old lady. She gives thanks and is off proclaiming the great news of the child's arrival to set Jerusalem free. Well, next week, we will continue our Candlemas celebrations, looking at our readings in the benefice service at Shelston, and the choir will be there too. It's always great to have the choir on with us. And we will look at the Old Testament reading that we heard to see how God helps each one of us be part of this amazing gospel message that we heard today. The Old Testament reading speaks of a refiner, that's someone who works with metal, polishing and smoothing out blemishes. But we do not need to rush to look at that today. Next week will be soon enough. Amen. Amen. Thank you.